to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who are first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon, we have Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, Don and everyone.
Arnie and Dr. Podell are off today. Of course, now Sam and I have been off for a few weeks ourselves. So I don't know, Sam, what do you think? This week they have the A-team working here, huh?
I'd say so.
Okay. All right. We also have, as if that wasn't going to be enough, we also have a special guest with us. And we're going to start off talking today about CoQ10, in particular, a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol. Yes, I know we've been talking about CoQ10 quite a bit lately. We had Dr. Richard Passwater, Dr. William Judy on several weeks ago talking about this very topic, but there's good reason for devoting so much time to this particular nutrient. It's that important, and the research is that compelling. So to provide another viewpoint on the importance of CoQ10 in general, and perhaps to provide a counterpoint on the differences between the two forms of CoQ10, ubiquinol and ubiquinone, we have Dr. Robert Barry here in the studio with us. Dr. Barry is the Director of Scientific Affairs for Konica Nutrients. Konica is a Japanese company, and they are one of the leading manufacturers of natural CoQ10 in the world, including the newest form, ubiquinol. So, welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Barry.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on a Wilner Window and in New York.
Great. Okay. Well, one of the nice things that Dr. Barry has done is prepare a series of true-false questions about CoQ10 and ubiquinol. As a matter of fact, I believe we published a recent version of this list in our last Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog. And I like this series of questions, and I think it's a good way for us to kick off our discussion of CoQ10 and ubiquinol. We will take your calls, by the way, but just hold on for the time being while we first talk to Dr. Barry and kind of set the stage for you. You can jot down the phone number now if you want to, 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710, and we'll let you know when you can start calling. So I'm going to pass it on to Sam. Unless, you know, you folks, if you want to kind of keep we'll keep score, okay? We're going to ask you the whole series of these true-false questions, and if anybody is able to get everything correct, okay, you guess whether it's true or false right away, and you keep score. If anybody can get it all correct, let me know, and we'll give you some kind of a prize, okay? Anyway, Sam, take it away.
All right, maybe we could use a little Jeopardy music.
There you go.
Okay, let's start off with the true or false questions, and if you folks want to test your knowledge, as Don said, you can mark your answer after I read the statement. Let's see how you do. Okay, first question. Coenzyme Q10 is an important cofactor functioning in both energy metabolism and as an important lipophilic antioxidant. True or false?
Okay. The answer is an absolute true. Coenzyme Q10 is a lipid-soluble enzyme cofactor. It's naturally found in every cell and tissue and organ in your body. It's acquired through biosynthesis, supplementation, and in small amounts in your diet. CoQ10 has an established role in cellular energy production. The antioxidant action, however, is by the reduced form, which is called ubiquinol, and it's considered to be one of the most important functions in cellular systems.
Okay, well, let's see how you folks did out there when you call
in. Raise your hands, everybody who got it right.
Okay, yeah, so it's both an antioxidant, and, of course, it's helpful, very important. I guess it's most well-known is cellular energy. All right, here's the second one. There are several manufacturers of CoQ10 that have earned self-affirmed GRAS, that means generally regarded as safe, status supported by extensive safety studies that have been published in scientific referred journals. So what do you think, folks, true or false? I think we could pretty much guess that one, but go ahead, okay. Dr. Barry.
The answer is false. Of all the commercially available CoQ10 products on the market, only Conica is supported by extensive safety studies and has obtained self-affirmed GRAS status from the FDA.
There you go. Conica. That's the company that makes the ubiquinol that we'll be talking about a bit later. Okay. Here's the next one. Commercial CoQ10 is manufactured by two different processes. True or false? Dr. Barry?
Okay. Actually, the answer to this is false also. There's actually at least three different processes. The yeast fermentation method, and that's a method that's used by Conica Corporation. There's also a fermentation process using bacteria, and there's a synthetic method that uses solanosol as a starting material. That's derived from tobacco.
Well, that doesn't sound so good. Okay. Here's another one. There is only one company that has been manufacturing CoQ10 using the proven yeast fermentation method, as Dr. Barry just mentioned, for over 30 years. Most other CoQ10 manufacturers have been in operation less than 5 years. True or false? What do you think, folks? Dr. Barry?
The answer is true. Conica is the world's only yeast-fermented CoQ10, and it's been recognized for at least 30 or 40 years as the industry standard.
Okay. Here's another one. Many CoQ10 products are manufactured by companies here in the U.S. True or false?
Okay, on this one, the answer to this one is false also. Conica is the only company that manufactures CoQ10 in the U.S.
There have been thousands of scientific studies focused on the biochemistry and health benefits of CoQ10 published worldwide over the past 30 years. These studies have been conducted using predominantly Kaneka's CoQ10. True or false? Dr. Barry?
The answer, of course, is true.
Well, that's great. Okay. Here's another one. There are large-scale NIH, National Institute of Health, granted an FDA-approved Phase 1, 2, and now Phase 3 clinical studies evaluating the health benefits of CoQ10 for Huntington's disease, Parkinson's disease, and ALS. These studies are being conducted in major medical centers in the U.S., and only Kaneka's CoQ10 has been approved for this purpose. That sounds impressive. Let's see what the answer is, Dr. Barry.
Okay, this one, of course, is also true. Conica has been used in the vast majority of clinical trials over the past three decades, including all the FDA-approved and National Institutes of Health-funded studies. I should add, as we go on through the questions here, that Conica is the only manufacturer and producer of ubiquinol, which we'll be talking about extensively in just a little bit.
By the way, let me also interrupt. You know, there's a couple things that you folks should be taking away from this series of questions and answers. For one thing, you should be impressed with the fact that there is all of this research and study and support behind this particular nutrient, the ubiquinol and CoQ10 in general. And the other thing that I think you should be taking away from this so far is that most of that research is being done by one particular company, the company that's been in the CoQ10 business for the longest period of time, and that's Konica. So those are the two things up to this point that I think you should be taking away from this discussion. Sam?
Absolutely, Don. Okay, Don, Dr. Barry, we're going to take a little break here. We'll get back to our questions. We will take your calls a little bit later. Let me give you the number so perhaps you can get ready and jot it down and perhaps get in line to call. 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions about CoQ10 for Dr. Barry, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back with our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry, after these words.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Blackcurrants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's blackcurrant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formulas, your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas. Okay, this is Don Goldberg again. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices you can find. It's true. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, here are some of the current sales specials. Doctor's Best, Healthy Origins, 40% off the entire lines. Source Naturals, Nature's Answer, Garden of Life, American Health, 35% off on the entire line. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Natural Factors, New Chapter, 30% off on the entire lines. Quality of Life is on sale. Jaro is on sale. Allergy Research Group is on sale. Nordic Naturals is on sale. Solgar is on sale.
Wow, and that's just part of it. Well, how do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you can go to our website at www.wilner.com and you check on the On Sale tab. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter, or you can request our free product catalog. You can also call us for a catalog. The number is 1-800-633-1106, and you can leave your name and address. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-800-633-1106. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on our website, www.wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all of the informational articles, the reference material, the audio files of previous radio shows, all kinds of great stuff. You can look up product prices. You can even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to our discussion in just a moment.
You're listening to the sound of a beautiful butterfly flapping its wings in slow motion. At Sprunk Jensen, we'd ask you to remember this butterfly when you visit your favorite natural food store. Why? Find our butterfly and you found our scientifically crafted all-natural herbal remedies. You see, we've rediscovered the ancient Greek-Arabic herbal formulas proven effective over thousands of years. Each of our time-tested and science-based formulas address a specific health issue. Red dry skin, weight loss, cholesterol and glucose levels, even libido and sexual performance. And thanks to our eye-catching butterfly, Sprunk Janssen products are easy to find. Sprunk Janssen, a collection of clinically tested herbal formulas and topical creams dedicated to your well-being. Look for the box with a butterfly.
You can always count on Doctor's Best to bring you great deals on the quality nutritional supplements you want. One that I know you want is CoQ10, supplement now recognized as so valuable everybody should be taking it, especially if you're on statin drugs. Doctor's Best has a complete line of high absorption CoQ10 supplements in veggie caps or soft gels, and they're now on sale at 50% off list. To put it another way, one half price. How's that for a deal? CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant, plays a role in cellular energy production, immune function, and heart health. You don't want to miss this opportunity to stock up on high absorption CoQ10 from Doctor's Best. Not when you can get it at half price. Doctor's Best, because you deserve it.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Here, this is the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here, and we have our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry, who is with Conica, the company that makes Ubiquinol, the newer, higher potency antioxidant form of CoQ10, and we're kind of leading up to more information on Ubiquinol by going through a series of true-false questions. Sam, I hope you kept track of where we stopped.
Absolutely, Don.
Okay, why don't you continue?
This is very interesting. Okay, Dr. Barry, tell us, true or false, coenzyme Q10 exists in only one functional form in the body.
Okay, the answer for this is false. It's in at least three different forms. It's in the fully oxidized form, the one that you've known for the past 30 years, ubiquinone. The new ubiquinol is a reduced form. Then there's an intermediate form, which is called ubisemiquinone.
Okay, so the most common forms that we know of is CoQ10, ubiquinone, and the new ubiquinol. Okay, there's a very... there is a very significant difference between the reduced form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, and the oxidized CoQ10 form, as I just said, ubiquinone, that has been commercially available from Conica for over 30 years. True or false?
Okay, the answer to this is true. There's a very simple structural difference between... But more importantly, a very significant functional metabolic difference between ubiquinone, the one you've always known, and the new ubiquinol, which is called the reduced form. It's called reduced because it has those extra two electrons on it. And we'll get into that a little bit as to why it's so important. Let me just leave it with that in terms of a healthy cellular system, or people who are young and healthy, the predominant form in your plasma and throughout your body is in the reduced ubiquinol form.
Okay, that sounds like a very important subject, and we should definitely touch on that a little bit later. Okay, ubiquinone is lipid-soluble, and ubiquinol is water-soluble. True or false?
Okay, the answer to this is false. They're both lipid-soluble. Tests have been done, regular chemical tests, showing that in terms of solubility, they're about the same. A lot of people think that ubiquinol is more water-soluble because of the two extra hydrogens, but also because plasma levels have been shown to be higher with the same amount of ubiquinol.
And we probably should also touch on why that would be important later. Okay.
Sure.
Ubiquinone is biosynthesized, made in our body, but ubiquinol is not.
The answer to that is false. They're both generated naturally in our body.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Only ubiquinone is required, not ubiquinol, for cellular ATP production.
Okay, the answer to that is false also. They're both absolutely required. In fact, the function of CoQ10 in cellular respiration and development and production of ATP in cells and in our body is for electron transfer. So you need both the oxidized, you go to the reduced form transfers the electrons, and it goes back and forth. So both are very important.
All forms of CoQ10 are metabolically important, true or false?
Okay, based, of course, on what I just said, the answer is absolutely true.
All forms of CoQ10 are formed at the same levels in the plasma of healthy individuals, true or false?
The answer to that is actually false, and that's how we kind of start getting into this, is that the conversion is different the older that you get. Over 95% of the CoQ10 in the plasma of healthy young individuals is in the reduced ubiquinol form. Ubiquinol is considered the strongest lipid-soluble antioxidant that's biosynthesized and provides an active defense against oxidative insult to lipids, proteins, and DNA. One of the points, strong points that we'll make through this show is that as you age, that declines. It diminishes the reduced form, the formation of it naturally in cells, cellular systems, but also in our body, and that's the crux of the matter here.
Absolutely.
That's the difference between the two.
And that certainly would justify supplementation. Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that everybody understood the point that Dr. Barry just made. In young, healthy people, the predominant form found in your body is the reduced form, ubiquinol. In older people, Dr. Barry, I assume this is the case, that is not what you find, which we interpret to mean that as you get older, you don't make that conversion to the more powerful antioxidant form, ubiquinol, as readily as you do when you're young. Is that basically what you're saying?
That's exactly correct. And there's a large number of studies that have been done over the years showing that the oxidative state, now it's a key statement, the oxidative state in age-related diseases like Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, diabetes, etc., is a marker for those studies, and they found that ubiquinol helps to replenish the reduced form and has made a big difference. And when I say it's made a big difference, not only in terms of plasma levels, but more importantly in terms of bioactivity and clinical outcome in some of those disease processes. I should also add, I just want to just add real quickly, that ubiquinol is only brand new commercially since 2006. When they first discovered CoQ10, it was determined and developed over the next 10 or 20 years from the 50s into the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Not only that there's multiple forms of CoQ10, such as ubiquinol, but that ubiquinol is a very strong antioxidant, lipid-soluble antioxidant. And so there's a lot of science behind ubiquinol, even though it's only been commercially available for a few years.
Okay, we're going to jump to a break pretty soon, but let me just do one more true or false before that. Ubiquinol seems to produce a higher level of bioavailability than ubiquinone. True or false?
Okay, the answer to that, of course, is true. And there's a number of studies that support that.
Very good. Okay, we'll be getting back to the true or false game show, Wilner, on the Wilner Window with Dr. Barry, but we have to take a break here, as I said, so we'll be back in just a few moments.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B complex from Country Life also contains alpha lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemists.
Okay, let's get a quick check of the traffic.
And right now, taking a look at the roads, if you're traveling across the George Washington Bridge, everything appears to be in good shape for you. Same deal over at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. And the Tappan Zee Bridge is in good shape. Having lots of problems, though. First in Mount Vernon on the Hutch northbound side of Lincoln Avenue. Serious crash closes the roadway. New England Thruway, the way to go. 287 eastbound side at exit 3 for the Sprain in Greenberg. An accident being cleared. Garden State Parkway northbound side at exit 151. A serious crash. Looks like only one lane is getting through. Traffic is a nightmare. Try Route 78 to Route 21, and then take 21 north. That'll be the way to help steer clear. Turnpike now, Western Spur northbound side after Interchange 14. There's an accident that is sitting in the left lane. In the five boroughs, you'll find some slow traffic on the Grand Central by the Marine Air Terminal with a disabled vehicle. This report sponsored by AutoZone. Now at AutoZone, you get 5-plus quart oil change jug for just 5 single quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter. It's just $16.99. Restrictions and details at store. Get to AutoZone today.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowe, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowe is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowe contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowe promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowe can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowe from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR. W-O-R.
How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, you should know about Konica QH Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a stimulant like caffeine or sugar. It provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes ubiquinol, and it's in every cell of your body. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also block your production of CoQ10. Taking Konica QH Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users so you can feel young again. Look for Ubiquinol in your favorite supplement brand at any of our Wilner Chemist locations.
Stevie Window!
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me today, sharing the hosting duties. And our special guest is Dr. Bob Barry, who is with Konica, makers of Ubiquinol and regular CoQ10. Before we're going to get back to our our true false questions, and we do have people waiting on the phones. I warned you folks it was going to take a little while, and we give you the cue as to when to call, so just be patient. We'll get
the
you
cue
calls
10.
Very good, Sam. You've been paying attention. Before we get back, though, to the questions, I just want to kind of alert you folks to a very nice thing that's going to be happening next week at our two stores. Jack Challum, who has been a guest on our show a couple times recently and is going to be on the show again, in, I think, next week or the week after. Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter, is going to be at our downtown store on Thursday, that's 253 Broadway, from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, giving away books, signed books. I think it's the Stop Prediabetes Now is the book he's going to be signing and chatting with you about. That's Thursday from 12 to 3 downtown. On Friday, he'll be at the Midtown store, 100 Park Avenue, also from 12 until 3, signing books, giving them away. You don't have to buy the book. The first 100 people that get there will get a free copy of the book. How's that for a deal, okay? So don't say I didn't tell you. All right. Now, having taken care of that, Sam, why don't we continue learning about ubiquinol and its advantages and differences over regular CoQ10?
Very good. Okay. As we age, or are affected by disease and oxidative stress, our body is still capable of metabolizing and maintaining optimal CoQ10 or Q10 levels and functional forms. True or false, Dr. Berry?
Actually, this is a very important question. Well, they're all important questions, but the answer to this is false, and that's why ubiquinol is so important. As we get older, the ability of our bodies to produce and metabolize CoQ10 in general declines. But we not only biosynthesize less, but in addition to that, and critically, the ability of our bodies to efficiently convert it to the reduced form, and again, that should be the predominant form in our plasma and our cells, that diminishes, and this results in less cellular energy, feel fatigued, less stamina, and you have subsequently diminished protection against oxidative insult.
All right. Only one form of CoQ10 is redox active. True or false? And Dr. Berry, tell us what redox active means.
Okay. Well, why don't I answer the question first in terms of whether only one form is redox active. Obviously, that's false. The whole function of CoQ10 in the body is for electron transfer, not only for energy production, but also for antioxidant protection. So what is redox? What does that stand for? What does it mean? Redox is an abbreviation for reduction oxidation reactions, and these are reversible reactions in biological systems. Reduction, the chemical term reduction means it's electron rich, and oxidized or oxidation means that it's had electrons pulled away from it. And a redox active material is one that has a capability of either accepting or donating one or more electrons, and that's what coenzyme Q10 does.
Both ubiquinone, the oxidized form, and ubiquinol, the reduced form, are active lipid-soluble antioxidants. True or false, Dr. Berry?
Okay, well, the answer to this is false because of the two, only ubiquinol is the active antioxidant form. It's a very important question as well. Well, we'll just go on because I think we're going to hit on this in a little bit, I won't go into this.
All right. Ubiquinol is unstable in air. Only Kaneka, or Kaneka Corporation, has developed the technology to produce commercially stable Kaneka QH ubiquinol and is the only bulk manufacturer of Kaneka QH. True or false?
Okay. The answer to this is true. As I mentioned before, and it's an important point as well, is that ubiquinol and the existence of ubiquinol has been known for a long time. In terms of commercial availability, that's fairly recent, and it's only since 2006. And the reason for that is that ubiquinol is easily oxidized in air. If you think about what we said earlier, that there's the oxidized form, ubiquinone, and that's converted to ubiquinol in our bodies. That's an uphill in terms of energy requiring process. Those two electrons make a big difference even physically. If you were to take a look, if we had, and they're odorless, tasteless crystals, if we had ubiquinone here in front of us, it would be a bright orange yellowy color. Ubiquinol, though, you add the two electrons, becomes an almost white, an off-white color. But if we were to take ubiquinol, put it on a table here, and come back tomorrow morning, it would be bright orange. It would be oxidized by air. And that's the reason why it hadn't been produced and manufactured successfully in bulk so that it could be put into supplements such as it is today.
Sam, I'm going to interject another true-false question, okay? This was not on the original list, but here we go. The proper way to pronounce the name of the Japanese company that makes ubiquinol is Konica, not Koneka. True or false?
Okay, that's true.
True.
Okay. and actually, as long as you know how to spell it, it's Kaneka. And the reason I say that is you could go onto their website, Konica QH, KanekaQH.com or Q10.com, and get quite a bit of information, not only on the company, but more importantly on CoQ10 and ubiquinol.
Okay, rhymes with harmonica. Okay, I can't keep saying that. Okay.
And it rhymes with Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
See, just have the wrong holidays in mind, that's all.
All right. Okay. Safety studies have... did I read that one already? Okay.
No.
Safety
no.
studies have been conducted on Konica QH, and Konica has completed the formal FDA submission for ubiquinol as a new dietary supplement. True or false?
And the answer to that is true. And
I
should add that when Sam said Konica QH, the commercial name for ubiquinol is QH.
All right. Ubiquinol, or Konica QH, rather than ubiquinone or regular CoQ10, is recommended for everyone. True or false?
Actually, that's false. I'd like to say that it's recommended for everyone since I work with the company, but as a scientist, I try not to be biased. But quite frankly, in terms of how it works biologically, probably the best way to put it is that if you're young and healthy and up to the age of roughly getting into your mid-30s to the 40s, you probably want to consider conventional oxidized ubiquinone or CoQ10. But as you get older, studies have shown that when you reach your 40s, you make less and less of the reduced form, which is, of course, the optimal form, the healthy form that you need not only in your plasma and your tissues. And studies support this. But I should also mention that, as I just said, predominantly in your 40s, but I should also mention that there's studies that show that that begins in your 20s with a slow and continuous decline in terms of the reduction of CoQ10. And that's very important for energy production and for the antioxidant protection as well. You know, it's a gray area. Once you get into your 30s, 40s, if you're statin users, that type of thing, we can get into that later. If you're under oxidative stress, are you suffering from certain metabolic diseases, then you may want to look to ubiquinol. If you're just strapping healthy, then CoQ10 would probably do it.
I guess a good question would be, perhaps later you can answer, how would one know if there's a way of finding out or tests or something?
Okay. Sure.
General recommended dosages for ubiquinol have now been established. True or false, Dr. Berry?
That's true. There's a number of studies that have been produced on ubiquinol since, I think, 2004. But this can vary, and you should always consult with your health care provider. But just as a general rule of thumb, the scenario may go as follows. If you fit the older category, oxidative stress category, disease category mentioned earlier, then you're looking to maintain optimum health, and you want to start at about 200 to 300 milligrams of ubiquinol a day. The reason I say that, studies show that the Q10 levels plateau at about 2 to 3 weeks at that dose, and then a dose of 100 milligrams a day works very well. But just a straight transfer from whatever dose you're taking of CoQ10, especially if you're 40 and over with ubiquinol, even 30 and over, is a good way to go.
Studies are available that show that increasingly high oral doses of Konica QH, the reduced ubiquinol form of Q10, actually results in higher plasma ubiquinol concentrations, true or false?
That's true. There's a number of published studies, and these studies, importantly, are direct comparisons with the same subjects, whether they're animal studies, predominantly human studies, CoQ10, conventional CoQ10, and ubiquinol. And all across the board, they resulted in significantly higher plasma level concentrations in a dose-dependent manner. In some cases, it may only be 1.5 or 2 times more. In some cases, it was significantly higher than that.
Okay, let's come to our last and final true or false question. There are no published studies directly comparing ubiquinone, the CoQ10, to ubiquinol, Conica QHTM, in human subjects. True or false, Dr. Berry?
Of course, this is false. I guess I wouldn't be here as their guest if it was true. There's a number of direct comparative studies between conventional CoQ10 and ubiquinol or Conica QH. And as I mentioned earlier, they've consistently shown an equivalent dose of ubiquinol results in substantially higher plasma levels, especially in older individuals. More recently, there's a number of clinical studies. There was a direct comparative study in cardiovascular disease patients. These are congestive heart failure patients, resulting in significantly higher plasma concentrations and, more importantly, improved function and clinical profile.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Berry. And I hope you folks did well on that true or false quiz that we've done today. And tell you, Don, it probably would be useful to perhaps print out the questions and some of the answers in the future, perhaps on our website. What do you think?
Well, I think, like I said, Sam, we have this on, I think it was published in the last catalog. I don't know, Dr. Berry, how
right.
much has changed?
All right. Let me give you a chance to give our audience a little more details about that, but we do have to take a short break. Let me give everybody the number. I know some of you have been waiting to and queuing up, so we'll answer your questions as soon as we get back. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us, I'm sure you do, about coenzyme Q10, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And we'll be back with our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry, in just a moment. But before that, we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute with Dr. Duffy McKay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements. Here's Dr. McKay.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids are functional nutrients that help balance blood sugar and maintain healthy body weight? There once was a time when scientists thought that dietary fatty acids were just a source of calories. Discoveries over the past 3 decades have shown that specific omega-3 fatty acids have important roles improving metabolism and supporting healthy body weight. The liver plays a central role in metabolism and adapts quickly to changes in dietary fat composition. This adaptation involves changes in the expression of genes involved in how the body processes sugar and fat. Research shows that omega-3 fats promote healthy blood sugar levels, lower triglyceride levels, and promote fat burning and improve blood vessel function. Take advice from the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association and make sure you are getting at least 1 gram of omega-3 fats per day to support healthy metabolism. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist's Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting, 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee, exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me, along with our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry from Conica, makers of ubiquinol, or QH. I just want to mention real quickly that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Okay, I think it's time to get to the telephones. What I was going to mention, which we didn't actually explain yet, is that Conica makes a ubiquinol. They make it both under their own label and, more easy to find overall, they make it for other people to put into their product. So I guess before we take the first phone call, Dr. Barry, how do people know whether or not they're getting Conica QH when they go to the store and look for their ubiquinol products?
Okay, I think the people at Conica will appreciate that question and the answer. But a lot of people do ask that when I talk about Conica QH. If you were to go on their site, ConicaQH.com, there's a page on there. I think there's, which is pretty remarkable, in only a few years, there's over 80 brands that carry Conica QH. But you could go on the site, and there's a list of them there. What you could also look for is you'll see when you go on the site, there's a logo that's used, a universal logo that's used for Conica QH. That should be on the bottle. And I should also add that QH or ubiquinol is actually a heavily patented product by Conica. So the reason I mention that is if there's any ubiquinol out there, it should only be Conica ubiquinol.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the phones. We have a number of people who have been very patiently waiting with questions about ubiquinol. Let's first go to Jeff from Atlanta. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jeff. How can we help you today?
Gentlemen, I got lone vagal atrial fibrillation back about 3 years ago. I was having 3 or 4 episodes a week and tried a bunch of things. Finally got down to CoQ10, and it's reduced it now to, I only have an episode once every 3 months or so. And two questions. One, why, I haven't read anywhere why this would help me, and would your particular product be good or bad? I'm 51 and otherwise in good health, but I don't know if I should be taking your version of this product or the other.
Okay. Well, first of all, I should qualify that I'm a research scientist. I'm not a physician. So the first thing I'll say for yourself and any of the questions that come in is that you should always check with your healthcare provider first. Unfortunately, in most cases, they may not be familiar with ubiquinol, but they can look up the studies. And in general, probably the best way to put it is that if CoQ10 is applicable for whatever the condition is. That ubiquinol will be at least as good. I think you'll find that it's at least, and when I say at least as good, because in most cases with other studies, such as with congestive heart failure, it's been shown to be dramatically better in terms of clinical outcome, and usually on a lower dose basis. So what I would suggest is, again, you should always check with your healthcare provider if you decide to switch something. But generally, if you were to try it, you would probably, depending on the dose you're taking of CoQ10 now, is probably switch to ubiquinol and just try it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
This is one of those situations where there is no downside and a very potentially great upside. I guess you could say the only possible downside might be the cost, but when you factor in the increase in potency at the way the pricing has been moving, I'm not sure if the cost is really as significant as it used to be. So I agree with what Dr. Barry said. There's really no reason why you wouldn't think logically that, especially in your case, and let's not miss the point, folks, that Jeff has had great success with CoQ10. So that's a nice thing to hear also. And if the CoQ10 worked, like Dr. Barry said, there's no reason to think that ubiquinol won't work as well or better. Okay, thanks for that call, Jeff.
You know, it's no surprise that a supplement as important as Q10 would be helpful for that. And there are also other natural substances, Don, like things like hawthorn that Jeff may want to ask his doctor about, and magnesium and fish oil.
And the one that I like also is the carnitines, especially
right.
Glycine, propionyl, mm-hmm. L-carnitine, GPLC, anything involving heart function, fibrillation,
right.
and things of that sort also.
Okay, let's
okay.
go ahead.
Yeah, we have time for another call, Sam?
Absolutely.
All right, let's see. We have Anne Marie waiting from Yonkers. Welcome to the World in the Window, Anne Marie. How can we help you?
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call. I am wondering whether this product is made with non-GMO, underproducts, you know.
The answer,
it's derived from.
Yeah, I could answer that readily. Yes, it is. It's under strict GMP and even pharmaceutical regulation for its development. It's non-GMO.
Okay.
Okay, Anne-Marie, how's that?
That's great.
And clear.
And I should also add, again, from one of the true and false questions earlier, it is made in the U.S.
What is it derived from?
Actually, it's yeast. The CoQ10 is derived from yeast, and then it's reduced from there.
Oh, thank you.
But it's all done non-chemically. No organic chemicals are utilized for this. It's a natural process.
That's very good to hear.
Okay. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Your call, Anne-Marie. Okay. We're going to go from Anne-Marie to Rosemary. It sounds like a Dick Van Dyke show we have going on here or something. Anyway, welcome to the World in the Window, Rosemary. How can we help you today?
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I take ubiquinol. I've been taking it about 100 milligrams now for almost a year, I guess. And when I'm without it, I notice there is a decrease in energy, so it does work. My question was, since I'm taking that, do I need any antioxidants, or is this sufficient enough? And I also have a question about Green Tea Plus, which I'm taking, that has 72 trace minerals. I'm wondering if that does the same thing, and I should eliminate the Green Tea Plus.
Okay.
We'll answer this if we have to continue
about 20
answering
seconds.
It. Yeah, if we have to continue answering it, we'll do so at the beginning of the next hour, Rosemary, because it's a good question and I do want to answer it. Sam, you want to kind of wind us down for the moment?
I will, Rosemary. We'll be right back and we'll continue our questions with Dr. Barry. We do have to pause just for a moment, so just hang on, everybody. We'll be back after this message.
The
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did. Okay, this is Don Goldberg along with Sam Forbes and our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry from Konica. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Want to remind you, this is a two-hour show. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.